6. Stylistics. Sentences may be paraphrases because of structural differences that are not essential to their meanings. Consider the following pair of sentences. 1. A. I handed a turtle that was named Max to Zachary. B. I handed to Zachary a turtle that was named Max. Although differences in word order often mean differences in meaning, man bites dog versus dog bites man, in the case of the sentences in 1, this is not so. Sometimes, word order can be changed without changing meaning, and our semantic knowledge of the language tells us just when this is the case. Similar examples to those in 1 are 2. A. A man who Carol knows came over to visit. B. A man came over to visit who Carol knows. 3. A. Call up your mother right now. B. Call your mother up right now. Another case of paraphrase involves slight structural, morphological, and function word differences. If you know English, you recognize that the following groups are paraphrases. 4. A. It seems that Dolores is very kind to animals. B. Dolores seems to be very kind to animals. 5. A. They loaded the truck with hay. B. They loaded hay onto the truck. 6. A. It is easy to play sonatas on this violin. B. This violin is easy to play sonatas on. C. Sonatas are easy to play on this violin. Because speakers of English agree on these paraphrase relations, they must share semantic rules that assign essentially the same meaning to each of the sentences in 4, 5, and 6. Yet another kind of paraphrase, unlike previous cases, is illustrated in 7, 8, and 9. 7. A. Jack went up the hill and Jill went up the hill. B. Jack and Jill went up the hill. 8. A. John expects himself to be rich someday. B. John expects to be rich someday. 9. A. She has been dieting, and he has been dieting too. B. She has been dieting, and he has been too. C. She has been dieting, and he has too. In 7, the two sentences are paraphrases, because the semantic rules of the language tell us that went up the hill is true of both Jack and Jill, even though in 7b, this fact is stated only once. This deletion of identical material is found in all languages of the world, and may be a result of a general tendency for languages to be more efficient by not repeating information already known or easily deducible. The same principle is at work in 8, where the omission of himself doesn't alter the meaning, and in 9, where the successive omission of parts of the verb phrase doesn't prevent us from understanding that he has been dieting. Note that if 9a had read, "She has been dieting and he has been eating like a pig," then neither 9b nor 9c would be a paraphrase, because the omitted material would not be identical. We know all this because we know the semantic rules of English. As mentioned above, all languages have similar deletion rules that preserve meaning, that is, result in paraphrase. In the Japanese sentence, in 10b below, the verb in the first clause is omitted, but is still understood to be tabeta, ate. 10a. Taro wa sakana o tabeta, Keiko wa gohan o tabeta. Taro ate fish, Keiko ate rice. B. Taro wa sakana o Keiko wa gohan o tabeta. Taro ate fish and Keiko rice. In fact, the same phenomenon of a missing but understood verb can be seen in the English translation of 10b. In both languages, the semantic rules permit us to understand the verbal meaning, even in a clause where the verb is not explicitly present. Anaphora is the use of a short form or proform in the place of a longer expression. Usually, such a proform is used when it is clear from the context what the proform means. A pronoun is one kind of proform. Pairs of sentences in which one has a proform substituted are usually paraphrases. The pairs below illustrate this. 11. A. I love Disa, and Jack loves Disa too. B. I love Disa, and Jack loves her too. Pronoun. 12. A. Emily acted polite, and Zachary acted polite also. B. Emily acted polite, and Zachary did also. Proverb. 13. A. I am sick, and my being sick makes me sad. B. I am sick, which makes me sad. Pro-phrase.